test for our consideration today is the epistle lesson. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Judging by appearance, Jesus was dead. Judging by appearance, the tomb was empty except for the two beings in the tomb, which looked like men, or in fact angels. Judging by appearance, all was over. Mary was confused, distraught, and fear. Judging by appearance, someone had come and taken the body of Jesus away. Judging by appearance, the gardener was standing behind her. Then the gardener spoke. And it was Jesus. Could she now rely on her sense perception? For she had misjudged the situation so far. Was her sense perception correct? It is no problem with her perception, for indeed the tomb did not have the body. Indeed, there were two people in the tomb, namely angels. Indeed, somebody was standing behind her and speaking to her. She drew the wrong conclusion because she had her assumption, her premise was wrong. Jesus was in fact not dead. And when the reality of his resurrection crashed in on her, she had a totally different way of looking at things. The old had passed, the new had come. She realized in the life of Jesus, she had just now regained her life. She was alive. All was not as it appeared to be. The explanation for the empty tomb was not that somebody had stolen his body or taken it away, but in fact that he had come back from the dead. This conclusion that she arrived at was not based on her feelings, on her emotions. It was not based on a rational leap of faith. It was based on the very tangible, real, physical appearance of Jesus. And that is the basis that God would have us draw conclusions and enliven us, motivate our lives, and direct us in how we judge ourselves and judge and regard all of reality. On the basis of appearance, not on the basis of mere appearances, but on the basis of the appearance of Christ. This is what Paul says. Once we regarded all people according to the flesh, in a human kind of way, we will do so no longer. Jesus taught Mary that, as she was clinging to him, he said, stop hanging on to me. The relationship will continue, but on a much more intimate and higher scale. The old is past, the new had arrived. I've heard this passage used by Chester Day years in support of an existentialistic approach to faith in Jesus. To the faith in Jesus in our hearts, the Jesus that rises in our hearts with little concern for the Jesus of history. Jesus appearing to Mary actually makes the position of a spiritualistic approach having no legs to stand on. For there was Jesus. There could be an opportunity for allowing such a position if the thing had gone otherwise. If Jesus, with Mary there sitting at the tomb meeting, had arrived at a rational conclusion without any sort of tangible evidence whatsoever, had said, I know. I'm going to hope against hope. I'm going to conquer my fears. I'm going to face death and laughter. I'm going to say, Jesus appeared. he afterwards, when he appeared to people, he very much let them touch him and handle him, to see that he was truly a reason in the flesh. And so, all regarding Christ, no longer according to the flesh, does not preclude the human nature of Christ, the fact of inclusion, albeit now in a glorified condition. Our way of working on ourselves is not a denial of the material world, not a denial of ourselves, but it is a denial of that old human way of drawing conclusions apart from the realization of the significance of the resurrection of Christ. How do we regard ourselves and everyone, including Christ, in this new world? Paul tells us this. We regard ourselves in the way that God regards us, and how God perceives reality. For God sees the big engine. God sees things as they are, and how he declares them to be. The death and resurrection of Christ means to God that the sin of the world has been dealt in his death. That is something that is good from the eyes of the world, it is good from human logic, it is good from human experience. For it happened apart from human experience, apart from anyone's emotion, apart from anyone's logic and rationale and reason. It happened when Christ died. That God reconciled the world to himself. And he now declares it forgiven of all sins. He declares that you and I are new creation. The old is past, the new is here. He declares that sin has been conquered. He declares that death is no longer a problem. He declares that our life is now hid in connection with Jesus Christ. He declares that when Jesus died, we died also. We need to regard ourselves the way God regards us. Judging by appearances, death has not been conquered. As we saw stripped by the grave, literally and figuratively, it does not appear to be a victory. But the message of the resurrection appearance of Jesus to Mary shows us that it is precisely at those kinds of crises that our life is good with God and good with Christ's death and life. There is the victory. At the grave, at the empty tomb, that is our victory. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith in this reality that God has conquered sin, death, and Satan, and every temptation that comes our way. Our life has a new perspective. And Mary shows us what kind of response we can have. One of joy, facing this new reality, realizing how God sees us and the kind of victory that he provides us hidden in the cross. So we stand and reach by our tomb, by the grave of our loved ones. As we stand and weep at the grave, as crisis after crisis comes our way, we know where the victory is. It has been won. It has been complete. This was the purpose, then, that Mary got from her new realization. She was to carry this message to the rest of the apostles. Mary Magdalene is honored with the title of Apostle or Apostolorum in the early church, including St. Augustine. A female apostle of the apostles. And so also is she to us. As she breaks the news of this new reality, of the new eon, brought in by the work and ministry of reconciliation. We follow in her footsteps as we continue to take this very beautiful earth-shattering message of the reconciliation of the world. As we live our lives in joy, in peace, as we carry out also this ministry of reconciliation, that transforms people's very lives, to their inner core, to their outer core, from the spiritual aspect of life to the very physical aspect of life. So that we may know the joy and we crisis as we tell the world the way God sees it, as Mary Magdalene perceives it. The Lord is risen. Victory is there. Jesus provides it. Judging by appearances, not on the basis of our imprecise perceptions, judging appearances by that one great resurrection of appearance, to Saint Mary Magdalene. In the name of the Father and of the Son,